Blog Talk Radio.
Let's talk about sex.
Hey girl, what you doing tonight?
Girl, I'm about to listen to Swinger State of Mind.
Swinger State of Mind? What's that?
It's a brand new radio show about swingers, and girl, it's about to go down.
For real?
Yes, for real.
Visit us online at www.fallsfantasyradio.com or give us a call at 805-830-8320.
Okay, we are in the building. Swinger State of Mind Radio is now activated. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts from Brooklyn, New York.
And this is Trinity Blake from Dallas, Texas. And you are right, the lines are blowing up and the chat room is ready. And I thought my phone had messed up when I heard the phone ringing, but it was a commercial. I thought I had hung up again. If anybody knows me, been calling my phone. I have a new Joy phone, so I just call people randomly, and I hang up on people.
OMG.
How many times have I hung up on you, Crush?
I know, and I'd be in the middle of talking.
But I put the phone on mute. My cheek presses mute. I'm like, hello?
Just be gone for a minute. All right. How was your week?
My week was good. Okay, I have to start back from last Saturday at the Lifestyle Lounge, and it was it was bananas. Everybody was drinking, laughing, talking. The DJ music was on point, and people got to touching. It was exactly how we wanted it to be. We had the guest MC. Big shout out to Post Something, Dirty Red. She was helping me MC, and then we had Brooke in the building. She was helping, you know, host people and greet people, and everybody was laughing and talking. We had the lights dim so you can move around the club. It was definitely different in that little club. People always talk about Outer Limits, but Saturday nights is definitely coming back to life. But outside of that, let's see, I have a head cold.
Oh.
And, yes, I have a head cold. The day after the club, I woke up at somebody else's house, no underwear.
What?
Wasn't quite sure how I got there. It was, you know, it was like definitely a hangover night. Definitely a hangover night. Like, I'm still piecing together pieces of what happened. But my plan was to get everybody else, you know, drunk, and I ended up drunk. So very, very big shout out to Mandy and Casey because they took care of me. You know, even I woke up like, where am I? I'm like looking at the crowd all the way. This is not my apartment. But apparently they say I got in the car. I had no keys, no purse, but I was going home.
Wow.
I was going home. That's where I was headed.
Well.
So how was your week?
Nowhere as good as that. But I'm going to start back from last Wednesday, and I want to give a big shout-out to Miss Dirty Red for co-hosting with us. We had a very awesome show, even though we were stood up. Not even going to go there. We had a very awesome show, so shout-out to everybody that tuned in. The chat room was popping. We had such a good time on Swing State of Mind last week. So this week, we try to double that. My week overall, though, was okay. My roommate, my homegirl, she went out of town, and I'm just in the crib with me and my cat, who's ignoring me. But other than that, just keeping it mellow.
Well, I didn't want to bring this up online, but I am. I called you.
You mean?
Yes, and I think you answered the phone on accident.
Ooh. Yeah. What happened was, right, because I did hear.
And I thought the responsible person, I
do know that, but since you didn't mention it, I wasn't going to bring it up, but I wasn't sure. Because we heard boop, boop, boop. Like, oh, okay.
And I was like, I don't think she meant to do that. And I heard it talking, and the nose in me is listening, like, I can't really hear, but she has company. And I'm like, oops, I cut off the music, cut off the TV. I'm like, let me see what I can hear.
Wow.
And then I kept thinking, oh, she's going to look over and be mad. I was like, let me hang up. So I just hung up. I started to call back. I was, nah.
I was like, I will call her right back.
Like, and then you called me acting like everything's normal. I'm like, okay, I know what I just heard. And I'm like, girl, I'm like, so what you doing? You all distracting nothing? You not doing nothing? No. And I asked you something. You all was like, huh? I was like, I'm going to call you back. Oh, why are you going to call me back? Yeah.
I heard it.
I heard everything. I was like, ooh.
Oh. Look, oh. Oh, and you just wait till now to mention that? That was like 12 days ago.
Wait till we got on air.
She ain't right, y'all. She ain't right.
Wait till we got on air because I wanted them to hear your true response of what crushed me doing in her New York City apartment. I should have recorded it.
That's what happens when I get my shit to myself. You know, like, I've been... That's what happens when I get my shit to myself. Like, you know what?
And you were talking so dirty.
Huh?
You were talking so dirty, I was like, that's crushy poo. No. Oh, yeah, I kept listening.
And all we heard was, doo, doo, doo. I was like, oh, shit. Because I thought I turned the ringer off. And I did say, oh, shit. He grabbed the phone and hung it up. I was like, well, thank you. Shout out to him.
Yeah. Shout out to homegirl who has sex with my friends listening on the phone and don't know it.
Like.
See, I can't keep secrets from you.
Oh, can I just say this? Last week on Swing and State of Mind Radio, I was a bit anal, but it was all a good fun, folks. I was just having a good time. I was a bit whiny, they said. But I was just having a good time. You know, that was it.
It was I could keep that wine another day.
It was a Texas takeover, and I was just feeling homesick. How about that?
Aw. But wait till we come to New York and host a party.
Oh, yeah. We're going to party like it's 1999.
Hey, I would love to have a party like that, but people wouldn't understand it. Oh. You know, sometimes, like, Studio 54 party, people are like, huh? I'd be like, Studio 54, hello?
What's that?
Born way before my time.
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, I guess I was, you know.
You got an old soul, they say.
Yes. But we do want to thank everybody from calling tonight. We're trying to let everybody load up and get situated. I hope Mandy got a drink and Kismet over in Arizona doing her thing. So we're going to let everybody get lulled up. Want to thank y'all for calling from Fantasy Radio, Swinger State of Mind.
Yep. You can call in 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press that 1. We'll let you on air. But not right now. We'll tell you when.
Oh, right. I was just going to say, Crash, you want to give them this? Every time I do the station ID, I get tongue-tied. I'm just saying for this.
I don't know. But shout-out to the room so far. We got Celibacy, who just jumped in here, Chase, Kev, Kiz, Mandy, and Casey, True. Shout out to True. He was holding me down yesterday on the honey.
Mandy has an Oreo shake. I want one.
An Oreo shake? What's that?
From Oreo McDonald's? Milkshake?
From McDonald's? Yeah. And if
you're tuning in on Blog Talk Radio and you're calling in, the people that we're talking about are in the official web party on the swingcity.com where you can listen and chat with us. So you can be a little bit more interactive with us on the show. But if you don't want to be on the chat room, you can still press 1 to speak to us. But like Crush said, not right now, because we do have something that we're about to get into.
Epic.
But
big.
It's really big. Well, I don't know exactly how big, but I think it's pretty big. That's
good.
Two different conversations, though.
I know. Yeah, that is. But that needs to be added. That needs to be added to the question. I'm just saying.
I don't know how that person might feel about that. Just kind of, but he did say he was the truth.
And you can't not feel some type of way with a name like his. Come on.
Yeah.
The simulator?
Yeah.
The facilitator? Come on.
But we're going to be talking about some off egos, though, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I get right. Ooh, can I vent for, like, 2.6 seconds?
You got 5 seconds, actually.
Okay, I get 5 seconds. Dudes that are blessed with the horse penis, y'all need to stop being lazy. That's all I want to say.
That's it?
That's it. That's all I want to say. I'm not even going to get into that.
Okay.
That's my 5 seconds.
Is there a side story going on there?
Huh?
Is there a side story going on there?
It's not a side story. It's just that, you know, guys that seem to have 11 inches and better are lazy when it comes to the sucking.
Well, do you know how much blood it takes to work all that meat?
You know, I did think of that. I even thought of the fact that most women would be like, no, stop. You know, I thought of that,
they
too.
They get all worked up and they got to give you a semi-penis. Who has sex with...
Right. But, are you... Okay. But, I mean, I get that. Listen, all I need you to do is stand or kneel in a certain position. Stand or kneel in a certain position. Matter of fact, if you even bend your knees, have your Tims on, I'll do the rest. But you cannot lay down with me. It don't work that way. That is something I can't deal with. We both laying down? Come on.
That, you don't like it sideways?
I love it sideways. I love it sideways. But I like him when he straddles my thigh and my leg is on his shoulder so he could put my fucking calf or ankle in his mouth. You know, I got to work it. I have a titty here,
okay,
in one hand, and in the butt cheek. Yeah, that's my favorite position. But you got to be up. You can't be laying down with me. That you can't bite my ankle laying down.
Maybe she had, like, some quick instructions next to the bed. Okay, let me see your dick. Okay, you are page 7. Okay, this is you. I'm going to need you to read this, sign this, so we can get started. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll freshen up. And come back, and as maybe say, so you can get in these goods.
Dirty Red has finally made it to the chat room. She didn't make it last week, but she finally made it to the chat room. Shout out to Dirty Red.
Well, I'm going to go to the back, Starla, back office, and I'm going to go get our special guest, and I'm going to let you do something up front, okay?
Okay. Well, folks.
All right.
You are tuned in to Swinger State of Mind radio show with Trinity Blake and myself, LaCrush Hearts. Today we're talking about what's your alter ego, and we have an exclusive interview, exclusive, epic, huge, mega big. Mega big. call in 805-830-8320. Join our web chat party at theswingcity.ning.com. That's NING.com. And without further ado, Miss Trinity Blake.
Well, I told you guys I was going to be bringing this person on last week, and everybody was ecstatic about it because people wanted to know about this gentleman. And he called in at the end of the show. We were a little disappointed, but, you know, after much, much begging and tears and getting with his people, you and my people, we finally have the Magnificent on air, and he's going to answer some questions. So if you're in the chat room, press 1 if you want to hear this and you're excited, and let's get started. I would like to say hello to my guest. Magnificent.
Yes, ma'am. How you ladies doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Awesome.
We're doing good. We're calling you Magnificent, but before we even get started with any questions, Magnificent, Mad the Stimulator, do you care to share with us what your real name is?
My real name is Bobby Watkins.
That's really your name?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Bobby. Okay. I can go with that, but we're going to call you the Magnificent.
The Magnificent was shortened down from the Magnificent Mind, and we just went with Magnificent because it was more than a mouthful.
So how many do you have?
Right now it's about 5 of them.
So it's Bobby Watkins,
Bobby Watkins,
the Magnificent, Mag the Conqueror, Mag the Stimulator, and Magnificent Mind?
And Mag the Facilitator.
Mag the Facilitator. Get out my hair, Crush. Well, I do want to thank you for coming on and asking questions because, you know, when things happen, we have our alter egos and we have real life situations that happen as well. And sometimes I want people to see there's so much more going on with us. So this is an opportunity for people to see you a little bit more in depth. So I really, really thank you for calling in and letting us get nosy with you.
Oh, no problem. I've been looking forward to it.
So tell us about you, like where you're from, marital status.
I'm single. I'm originally from Dallas, Texas, Oak Cliff. Former military, USMC, Marines, Hoorah, Devil Dogs. Did a lot of traveling, you know what I'm saying? Had a lot of different jobs all over the country. Settled back down here in Dallas about 6-7 years ago and been doing my thing here ever since.
Marine. All of you just said the Marine part stood out because pretty much every Marine I met, very sexual but just a little bit off, which makes them kind of a little bit more sexy.
I'm probably way off, so you can throw me in that category for sure.
How long were you in the Marines?
I was in the Marines for 5 years.
Okay. And what kind of work do you do now, like civilian work?
I supervise aircraft structural mechanics.
So you're a geek too?
Pretty much, for the most part.
And a Marine. And a swinger.
Yes.
All that.
That's hot. What about kids? Do you have kids? I'm sure your family is here in Dallas, right, because you're from here.
Yes, all my family's here in Dallas. They have no idea about the lifestyle, the dark side of me. Yeah, they have no idea. Maybe I have a few cousins that know about what I do, but other than that, it's, you know, I've managed to keep that away from them.
As big as you are?
Yeah, yeah.
You managed to keep all that a secret.
Well, they don't really travel in the same circles, so it's been pretty easy.
Okay.
I have them all blocked on Facebook except for my page I use to communicate with my family, so it's been relatively
easy.
Okay,
you keep it separate.
I keep it separate. But I do have children. I'm the father of 5. I have a 21-year-old son, an 18-year-old daughter, a 16-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old daughter, and a 12-year-old daughter.
I would have never guessed.
Yeah, that surprises quite a few people, but yes. I've been a father for over 21 years, so.
Right. That changes everything. And you have how many girls?
I have 4 beautiful little queens.
Oh, my.
Aww.
I bet you always broke.
Yeah, they stay in my pocket.
They in homecoming and dances and, yeah.
Yeah, I got a hand in each pocket. It's a good look, though.
Okay, cool. So alter ego, Magnificent, is also a father. You know, a lot of people just assume when you get into the promotion of anything that's slightly hinted at sexual, they put you in the category of not being human.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they think that all you think about all day, every day is sex. Like, they forget, what are you doing while Master's trying to take care of outside stuff that has nothing to do with what I promote to you? I have a regular life as well. Do you ever do you ever get threatened that they try to mesh in together? Like, do you ever have people to try to penetrate your regular life and you have to push them back?
Not for the most part. I mean, I've kept it so separate that, I mean, my family is pretty much untouchable for anyone in the lifestyle. I have no contact, so. No, I've
That's
never
smart.
Had that problem.
That's very smart. Okay, so you're most popular right now for your Facebook group, Alter Ego, the Notorious Alter Ego, and your weekly lifestyle events.
Yes.
Tell us about the Alter Ego group. What motivates you to create a group of that size on Facebook?
Well, initially it was a small group, maybe a few hundred people. But as I got more into promoting and having events, I wanted to spread the lifestyle to as many people as I could. So that's why I add people who are not necessarily in the lifestyle to the group, just people who are interested in the lifestyle or just want to take a look into it, because it's not for everybody. But I think everybody should have an opportunity to take a look at it and see if it's for them or not. So to me, growth is good.
Uh-huh. I think that's very cool. You might hear people, they love it and they miss it when it's gone, when it's shut down. And then when it's there, they complain about it. Oh, it's too many people, but they can't stay away from it. So it's like, okay, well, do you like it or not? Because I see you on here every day. But they either love it or they hate it, but they can't stay away from it.
Yeah, most definitely. I think the most complaints I get are from people who've been in the group the longest, but they always come back. I mean, it's been deleted and created now 14 times. So.
Wow.
And your member level at this point is what, over 10,000?
As of today, we're sitting at about 14,379.
Well, goddamn. Why am I not a member? I'm just saying.
I meant to add you, Crush. I was like, it's Crush Party, but it shuts down like every couple of days. So when it's up and going, you have to hurry up, get in there.
Uh-huh.
I actually go shopping in his group.
Oh, geez.
I like scroll through, and I'm like, bingo. Yes, I'll take that one. And then I'll confiscate them. But I'm sure a lot of people do that to your group.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's how I build my group, too. You know, so I really don't trip when other people, I call it fishing. Other people go fishing in my group.
Right, I go fishing. I'm like, I'm going over off the eco, go fishing, do-do-do-do. But out of 14,000, you're not going to miss two or three.
No, I mean, there's other groups out there that 99% of their members are in my group, and they keep kicking me out of that group, so it's all good, though. I know where to find them.
Right, you're like, hey, wait a minute. Well, I know with a group that size, people always tag me in different groups, and I'm in over 300 groups. I can only imagine how many groups you're in.
I think about 300 between all of my pages, about 300 groups.
Yeah. It's. I have two pages, and I'm pretty up. Actually, I have three pages, and I'm pretty far up in the numbers, and I get confused, like, okay, where am I going? But there's usually certain groups that I go to and visit. But when Alter Ego is up, I do go to Alter Ego because it has the largest number. And I just put stuff out there. Like you said, I go fishing. I put it out there and see what people say because I'm looking for a certain type of swinger. So that's why I like the larger place because I can kind of view what I want and pick out you know, the best qualities out of there.
Yeah. I mean, there's
so
all kinds of fishermen.
Huh?
There's all kinds of fishermen in the group. There's people with all kinds of motives, selling this, selling that, and they use the group to fish. Some people actually use the group to network and, you know, do business. I have barbers. People who have other events, normal type of events, they use the group for its intended purposes, which is networking. Of course, you have the pictures and, you know, all the other craziness. It makes for good TV, though.
Okay. Chris, you had a question?
I do have one. Mr. Mag.
Yes, ma'am.
With your group being shut down so many times, and you have such a loyal following, do you ever think about basically creating your own social network?
Getting off of Facebook? I'm actually in the process of working on it right now. It's just taking me a while to get it the way I want to get it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm actually in the process of working on it now.
Are you building yourself or do you have somebody else building it?
I have someone else building it.
Mm-hmm. I was like, because I do know somebody that is excellent at building social networks. and they're really good and they're fast. They can get it up within 3 to 4 days.
Okay. Well, yeah, we definitely have to talk about that.
Right. So you have, did you, I'm sorry, I'm coughing, I have a cold. Okay, you have a lot of, you also, we talked about the group. You also have the Lifestyle Club at Colette's on Thursdays.
Yes.
Now, I have to ask this. The original Thursday started out with AE Adult Entertainment. Corey Atkins, he got Thursdays kind of on the map and got people stimulating going. Is there any relation or affiliation between AE Adult Entertainment and AE Alter Ego, or is it completely coincidence?
It's completely coincidence. I mean, I was on AE Mingle, the social site that we all used to use back in the day. And I think as soon as I started promoting for Iniquity at the time, I got kicked off. So that's no affiliation there.
You're like, we are not related. So you're no longer on AE Mingle?
No, I got kicked off. I can't really say why. I just know I'm not able to log on anymore. So.
You're like, I got kicked off.
Yeah.
I get kicked out of a lot of stuff, too, but then I get invited to other things. Like, make up your mind. You either want me there or not. Like,
yeah.
I'm not affiliated with anybody.
I got kicked off, and all my associates got kicked off, too.
And your associates. Oh, wow.
Maybe it was just a coincidence. I don't know. Black.
You never know. But you always seem to stay positive about things. I see so many promoters and people out there that get offended when people don't come to their parties or if people don't respond to them. It's like, okay, you know what? Maybe it's just not the flavor right now. I want to say, you know, thank you for always being so positive.
Oh, yeah, I definitely
always,
learned that.
You're always calm.
I learned that early on in having parties that it doesn't matter how many people show up to your event. If you make sure those people have a good time, then they'll be back. So I really don't chase the same old people. I try to keep fresh new faces because new people tend to enjoy the party just because it's new to them. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the older crowd have hang-ups. They don't go here. They don't go there. I don't really like to deal with that. I'm cordial to them. But for the most part, I try and cater to the new crowd, people who are just coming into the lifestyle. And you have those faithful who are always going to come out, and I appreciate those for coming out and having a good time.
Right. I always say your base is always great, and you want to show them appreciation. But at the end of the day, if you don't, you're not reviving it and bringing in new people and new ideas, then it's going to die.
Yes, it is.
So don't get too caught up, you know, in your ways.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand that. So we want to thank everybody for calling in to Phone Fantasy Radio. We have Magnificent on the air. We still have a lot of more questions. Get ready to ask your questions in just a few short minutes. You can call 805-830-8320. Again, you can dial 805-830-8320. We have plenty of people in swingcity.meme.com. If you guys have any questions, you can ask them right in the chat room, and we will get Magnificent to give you an answer. Again, thanks for calling, and we're going to get right back into some more questions with Magnificent. I think Crush has another question.
No. I don't have another question. It was about Alter Ego, but he already answered it. I remember now. Yay. Okay.
Let me ask you this, Magnificent. There are so many people out there trying to create what you do. They want to be the promoter. They want to have the club. They want to have the group. Do you have any pointers for them? You know, what do you have anything to tell them to help them get to where you are?
You have to just pretty much put in the work. Just go out and meet people, go to as many events as you can, get to know as many people as you can, because it's not all it's cracked up to be. I mean, it may look one way from the outside looking in, but as you know, as a promoter yourself, it's not all it's cracked up to be. You have to be able to deal with disappointment. You have to be able to deal with disappointment and take it in stride. You know what I'm saying? Keep pushing.
Criticism. People can be cruel.
And, you know, I've been everything from a rapist to a murderer, a con artist, So, you know, you got to be able to deal with all that. Keep it pushing and, you know, don't let it affect you.
Well, now that you just mentioned that about, you know, some of the things people say about you, you know, everything's going great with you. You got the group, you got the club, you know, especially from the outside looking at people think, oh, my God, Magnificent is the bomb. He is what's up right now. People kind of draw into that. And then all of a sudden, a few weeks ago, you disappear. And the rumors start flying everywhere. It happened today, apparently, on the day of the fish fry, the community fish fry. So do you care to share and tell us what happened?
Yes, I was driving down the highway, and we got pulled over. I wasn't actually driving. I was in the car with a friend. We got pulled over. And I had some outstanding tickets from 2006. A total of about $4,000 worth of tickets.
Oh, my God.
So, the state trooper informed me that we had to go take care of those. So he took me down to Dallas. And I spent a couple weeks in Grand Prairie, about a week and a half or so in Arlington.
So they let you sit it all out?
Yeah, I said it all out. You either sit it out or pay them $4,000. So.
That's really not that bad. I mean, I'm not saying anybody want to be in jail, but if I have the option to sit it out, then, hey, that's my government dollars. Go ahead, let's do this.
I've earned about four weeks worth of vacation, but I think it was worth it.
Yeah, you got it off the bill. So there was, so the rumors about it being rape, you know, taking advantage of a female, that's not true.
No, I mean, the story I heard was I was having sex with a 16-year-old and her mother pressed charges on me. So I went to jail for statutory rape, basically.
Oh, wow.
But
That's pretty much what I heard. And I was like, wait a minute, y'all. And they was like, see, I was like, well, think about it. If something like that did happen, because the first, you know, they automatically tied it to the parties because that's how they know you. I was like, okay, well, if something like that did happen, that could have happened to anybody. So I don't understand what the problem is. Like, it was a mistake. But you said it had nothing to do with anything of the sort.
Nothing of the sort. I've never been arrested for anything more than traffic tickets and maybe assault. I did a little fighting back in the day. But other than that, nothing like that.
Well, that sucks. You're just normal.
Yeah.
Wow, you're just normal.
Like, who? I know a lot of people that's riding dirty right now in their car. And if they see the police lights, I'm like, uh-oh. Somebody's been trying to serve me for like the past 2 months, and I'm like dodging it. Like, if you can't tell me what you, I'm not answering my gate. I'm sorry, security. My bad. I don't know what to tell you. So we finally hear the truth about that. Yeah, Rush.
My question, before we go any further, Mr. Mag, what all that you do besides your Thursday nights? Like, what is the brand of Magnificent Mind?
Well, I originally started having house parties, and I had a few parties in San Antonio at hotels. A couple down in Waco, working on Atlanta.
Oh,
so I'm basically
so
doing events, and I have actually a collaboration event that we're going to be doing on a regular basis coming up with the Five Star, which is
all
that
going to be the one at Dallas Live?
Yes, it's the one that's going to be at Dallas Live. And of course, that's Five Star. Shout out to Southern Elite, Squirt Entertainment, Boricua Fantasy, and Black Production. So, of course, we did the New Year's party last year, so we're getting together and we want to do something on a more consistent basis, as well as our New Year's party again.
Okay, because I saw that posting. I was like, oh, okay, so they're going to be at Dallas Live. You don't have to ask, because that's what I do. People get mad at me when I do ask. How are you guys going to work around being lifestyle and having a liquor license?
Well, we're not going to actually sell liquor on the nights we do our thing. It's going to be BYOB.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. So, how are you going to pull that off?
Well, I mean, if you, just because you have a venue and you have a liquor license, you don't have to sell liquor. As long as you're not selling liquor and doing the things that we do, when we do what we do, then it's not an issue. The issue comes in when you're getting totally nude and you're selling liquor. But if you're not selling liquor, then it's not an issue.
Yeah, when you're totally nude, when you're selling liquor, and also by sexual gratification. So if somebody walks in, and they told me this, I didn't believe it. I was like, what? If somebody walks in, say there's a guy and a girl on the dance floor, if he takes her hand and sticks it down his pants, that's fine. But if he smiles or shows any type of reaction of enjoyment, it's illegal. It's very, very tricky in the Bible Belt. Very, very tricky. I'm like, well, if her hands are down his pants, well, he got a frown, like, don't touch me.
Well, just for the record, I don't get no gratification from hand jobs, just for the record, just putting it out there.
Well, for the record, before you came on, we was wondering, because I don't recall ever seeing it, like, is it really, like, magnificent? Is it big?
I mean, I've been having it all my life, so it's just, it's just what it is to me. I don't really call it big. It's just there. I mean, most women seem to be impressed with it, so.
Nice answer.
Look, I'm going to have to do some private investigating, send in a,
oh,
I mean,
you
get pictures. We have exclusive shots of Magnificent's dick. And see how many hits we get off of that. But you know what? You're doing a good job. I actually like what you do. I don't necessarily always get out, and then you see, like, I send emails out to promoters saying, look, I don't have a problem, but when I know when I'm promoting my own stuff, I put so much work into it and all my other stuff, I might not get around to everybody.
Yeah.
But don't take it personal, because I'm going to give support the best way I can, and this is one of the ways I do it. I tell people, call the show, give a shout out. I might not come. I might not want to do what she's doing, but other people might be interested as well. So tell me this. As a promoter, I know what me and all the other promoters I've ever spoken to, we all have a goal, and when we get to a certain goal, we have like an exit strategy where we might want to get into selling products, or we might want to just kind of manage a team. What's your exit strategy? Because I know this can't just be it for alter ego.
No, I actually want to develop the social network and eventually have an alter ego club. It may happen in another city before it happens in Dallas, but I actually want clubs in Dallas, Atlanta, L.A., Miami, and maybe the San Antonio, Austin area.
Okay. What about over here?
New
York City is not awesome. Why New York City always got to be left out when it comes to y'all? What, we not awesome?
I actually used to live in New York. I lived in Brooklyn for about a year, and I loved it up there. I wasn't really into the lifestyle when I was up there. I had no idea that they even had a lifestyle. I mean, I think they call it urban life or something like that. But I have a few friends up there, and I'll be back in New York in December to check the scene out a little bit. So you never know. I just got to find the right spot.
You have to find the right spot, and you have to find out where it's hot, and you have to check the scene to figure out where people are coming from, and then you're like, okay, right here.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I've had some following in some very strange places, like awkward places in the D.C. area. I'm like, what? Who's over there? So we're going to go ahead and open up the lines now before we go on our commercial break. We want to thank Magnificence for answering all our questions. You know we really wanted some dirt, right? Like something rhymy. But it's cool to know that you're not in any other trouble. So you're not going anywhere anytime soon. If you have any questions for Magnificent Bobby Watkins, you can post them in the Swing City, or you can call in 805-830-8320. Press 1, we can get you live on air so you can ask your questions. And LaCresh Hearts, I'm going to turn it over to you, baby girl.
Hey there, folks. I am back. Once again, 805-830-8320. We have a caller from the 469-4003. State your name and where you're calling from. Right. We did have somebody else, but they hung up. And the 469 doesn't have anything to say now. So, Mag, you're off the hook. It seemed like nobody has anything to say.
He wanted to say something, and he was like, nah.
Right. And then as soon as you said, okay, we're taking calls, there was a couple of numbers and they just went blank. Like, they put their hands down, I guess.
Because they were hoping it to be something like, you know, he really went to jail for something else.
And right.
I kept telling people, you know, there's always, you know, the rumor and then the truth. And you just never know. And I know Mag probably goes through it just like, people say stuff about me all the time, and I'm like, I said what? No, I didn't say that. I said this, but I didn't say that.
Mandy said, can I take your fake virginity? I don't know what that means. But
oh, no, I think Mandy was talking to Casual in the chat room being mannish.
Oh. Hi, Casual. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, you can't do that while I'm paying attention to the chat room, Mandy. Yeah, right, just all on blast. Right. All right, Mag. Appreciate you calling in and giving us a moment of your time. Really do. And it seems like it's real slow. Like last week, it was popping, and now
I'm telling you, they're disappointed. They wanted blood. They wanted blood, and it's like, man, it's telling you, this is who I am. I'm a father. I'm doing my business. This is what I'm trying to get to. And they're like, oh,
okay.
We had more questions
for
the guy whose wife didn't have a vagina.
Okay, I got a question, a private question for you, Mac. They want to know how you feel about lesbians in the lifestyle, mainly studs.
How do I feel about lesbian in the lifestyle? I've met two types of studs in the lifestyle. I met one that seemed to be really aggressive, and they were mean mugging all the time. Because she mugged me, I'm going to mug you back, male or female. So they made the situation a little uncomfortable unnecessarily, and I've met some who were cool, you know what I'm saying? And we actually kicked it. We had a good time, you know what I'm saying? We actually passed around a party favor.
Oh, you talking about the noisemakers?
Yeah, those.
Okay. But let me ask you this, Meg. We're on air for 2 hours. I don't know how much time you have, but do you care to stay on with us and be one of our guests tonight, one of our co-hosts?
Yeah, I'll be on for a minute. I'm headed to an event of a friend of mine, but I'll be online for a minute.
Okay. All right. Cool, because we got a whole bunch of crazy. We're actually talking about alter egos tonight, so I know you have.
Right.
I'm sure you're gonna have some comments for that.
Okay, I got people raising their hands now. I guess they want to talk to you, Mag, since you're gonna stay on. Let's get to the 210-8959. State your name, where you're calling from.
Hi, Trinity. It's Juicy Fruit. I just wanted to tell Mag, keep up the good work, and you keep up the good work as well.
All right, Joan, or is that me?
Hello?
Hey, Juicy.
Hello. You guys keep up the good work. This is my first time listening in, and I heard you say everybody was hanging up. Figured everybody was checking out or something, so I figured I'd call and say keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Juicy. Really do appreciate it. Glad you're enjoying the show.
You guys have a good night. What were
you
about
too.
To say? Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you,
We have another caller from the 214-7332. I know this number. How are you? 214-7332.
No,
just
number
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
How y'all doing tonight?
There you go.
Oh.
Hey, this True, what's up with it?
What's going on, True?
How you doing, LaCrush? Hey, Trinity.
I'm doing good.
What's
hey.
Up, man?
Hey, what's up, True? How's it going, man?
All right. But, hey, man, I just got a question. You know, I know you have a... you know, helped me a lot, you know, giving me, you know, information and things on how to, you know, bring Juice Box up, you know, not as much as have many members as Alter Ego, but I know you've been, you know, you've been working with me, you've been, you know, anything that I've asked, any questions that I've asked you. You know, you've been there to help me out. I just want to just say, you know, appreciate it. And anything, that you can tell me that can help, you know, the juice box grow, I'm open to suggestions.
Oh, no problem, bro. I love to see new people doing their thing. I have a lot of good energy. I heard that y'all took off the same. A lot of good negative.
Actually, me and the first lady of the Juice Box, Tiance, she's here. Say hi, baby.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
And then my other admin, Robin Thicke, she's here too. Say hi, Robin.
What's up with it?
Hello, Juice Box.
Yeah, but that, I was just asking, Mag, what does he see that we need to do to help us grow?
Well, from what I've seen, I'm good.
Is that you, Mag? We got feedback.
Hold on, I got y'all speakerphone.
Echo.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay. What you were saying, Mag? All right, once again, you're tuned into the Swinger State of Mind radio show. What's your alter ego? 805-840-8320. Press that one, we'll let you on air. Am I just hearing it?
No, it's all of us now. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I think True might have on his speakerphone, so it's caused a slight echo. So I went ahead and muted True for a little bit.
True. We're gonna need you to put some headphones in or take us over a speaker or something because it was like a real bad echo feedback. So, folks, this is the time where we tell you we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and get more into the conversation. Sound like a plan, Ms.
We're about to get into the fun part now because I got some alter ego names on to bring up.
Yes, she does.
So before you go to the music break, I need all the Domus chocolates, princesses, queens to get to call in, to press one because we want to talk to you.
Right, don't forget the kitty cats and the kittens.
Kitty cats and big daddies.
All right, folks. We'll be right back.
Bringing sexy back.
Yeah.
The mother.
for me and that's a fact.
Oh, wait, we did. I guess he's not here.
Yeah, okay. He left.
Yeah, he left. Okay. Right. Womp, womp, womp. I got that too. Anyway, 805-830-8320. Press that one if you want to speak to us. We are talking about what's your alter ego tonight. We just finished an amazing first-time exclusive interview on SSOM with Bobby, a.k.a. Mr. Magnificent Mind, Creative Alter Egos.
A.k.a. Mag Stimulator.
Look, he
A.k.a. Mag Facilitator. A.k.a. The Magnificent Mind.
Uh-huh. You have to go through all of them. Go ahead.
Right. A.k.a. we thought we was going to get some juicy gossip, but apparently he's a regular guy.
He's just
a regular, very cute guy.
Yeah, I'll give him that. He takes some very nice pictures.
Yes.
He takes your pictures as well.
Oh, okay. All right, so, folks, this is the time where we talk about alter egos, and fortunately, we have two awesome personalities or egos that is actually facilitating this show. So, just to get a little history, I'm going to ask Trinity Blake, where did she come up with Trinity Blake?
Hey, I wasn't expecting that question. Okay, let's see. Trinity Blake. Okay, Trinity just came out. I guess this is going to sound really bad. Actually, Mello, I got the tat of Trinity after the name Trinity, but it was more of a religious thing. I was like, oh, it means three things. I was like, that's kind of like me. I'm heterosexual, bisexual, and trisexual. So I was like, Trinity. And then when I got on Facebook, I realized that I needed a last name. So I was like, Blake. I wanted a name that sounded universal, kind of Cornish. So we have Trinity Blake. Hi, my name is Trinity. Trinity Blake. Nice to meet you.
Okay. All right. If that's your story, you're sticking to it.
What about you, Crush? Super fluffy flirt. What about you?
Yeah, the super fluffy flirt. Well, I came up with my name. Actually, I didn't come up with my name. I had help coming up with my name. I used to call myself Secret Beauty, and my official website was the BBW Confessions. And then I had an amateur porn star that goes by the name of Buddy Bangwalls. I told him, you know, he's like, you have to come up with a name. It got to be, you know, because I wanted to be a porn star at one time. And he's like, well, you have to come up with a name before you do anything. And I did face sitting. Guy asked me to come out to his place and literally sit on his head. He wanted to feel all 400-plus pounds on his head. So my first name starts with La. We put the crush. I didn't want to use a C. I was going to use a K. It was supposed to be La Crush Ice. Get it? Crush Ice. But Crush Heart sounded better because, you know, I crush hearts. Ain't nothing else to it. And that's what it was. La Crush Heart, your heart's desire, a.k.a. the super fluffy fart.
But I don't think our names are as nearly as interesting as the names that we collected today.
Right. I definitely have to agree with you on that one. We went searching, and we found these different, if you will, tag names. Would you call them that? Tag names? Or just crazy names people put up. You know, everybody got like 12 pages on Facebook. I'm not even going to lie. I got about 6 pages on Facebook. And it is not that my alter ego is secret or anything like that, but it's me keeping people that like my alter ego away from my family and friends. That's what it is, not me keeping my friends and family away from them. But, okay, so we go on our list. Before we went on break, we said the chocolates. the candies, the diamonds,
the queen,
the lethal lips. Right. This is the stuff.
Who wants those lips on them lethal lips? How lethal?
That's scary. That's scary. Casual day, really?
Casanova.
Big Daddy. I like Big Daddy, though. But I don't know what's the fascination of calling men Daddy. I only like
Big
Daddy.
Call Daddy and Mommy. Call me Mommy. It's like, huh?
Ma.
I like it, and then I feel kind of taboo about it. Like,
well,
is this incest? Like, call you Daddy. Like, I'm your little girl. Call you Daddy. Like, I don't know about that. Like, no, that's... I'm feeling uncomfortable. I don't want to do this to Mom. Pineapples, motherfucker. Pineapples.
Okay, so what are some of the weird, awesome, all of the above alter ego names? Or do you have alter ego name? Give us a call. 805-830-8320. Press that 1. We'll let you on air. We want to know more about y'all alter egos. And especially in the lifestyle, there's a lot of people with like 12 different pages and
mm-hmm.
on Facebook.
You got to go down the list, Crush. You got to go down the list of names we collected.
Okay, so we have Big Daddy, Casual All Day, Lethal Lips, the kitty kittens or cat. Everybody got a kitty kitten. Plenty of hips, ass size. I don't even think that's a name. Like, do I call her Plenty? Whatever.
Right. You remember the hips and ass?
Diva. Everybody got Diva in their name. I'm getting money. Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm a boss. Everybody got boss in their name. Young Money. Big Boss. Little Boss. Broke Boss. Everybody got something in, you know.
Your
that's
boss,
all Rick
my
Ross
boss.
Fault. Right, that's all Rick Ross fault. Candy, sweetness, sweetie, sweetless.
Honey, sugar,
candy.
Sprinkles.
Listen, I got diabetes, nigga. Leave me alone. So then we got into the fact that we was going to give them some alternative.
Yes, yes. We're not going to let you make up your name. We're going to give you some realistic names, like names people should be using. And what was the one I came up with, Broke
the,
Bitch,
all
so
the
you
ones
buy.
You came up with are.
Yeah. Broke Bitch, So You Buy. Small Dick, But I Try. Visual Effects, because you taking pictures. And let me stop again. Broke Bitch, So You Buy. That's the chick that's online. With the lace front wig, with the line showing in front, with the fake eyelashes that are way too big, the wrong color lipstick on, and she's talking about, you know, she bought that life, she this and that. We call her Broke Bitch, So You Buy. Then you got Small Dick, But I Try. Because she has Small Dick, but he's the one online telling you all those sweet, beautiful things, and, oh, you know, it's about love and relationships and, you know, you're more than just a lifestyle, so we call him Small Dick, But I Try. And then we go to visual effects.
Kids is stupid.
Visual effects. You done took that picture, you know, you done held your dick so tight, the blood rushing to it, so it looks huge, but it's really like the size of a Tic Tac. Or that girl that has set her butt cheeks up on top of the counter in the bathroom, so it won't show any cellulite, and she would snap it.
Casual in the chat room said his name is Captain Hook, a.k.a. Sir Eat-A-Lot.
I didn't see Hook in that dick shot. I didn't. Oh, I'm just saying, what the picture I saw. And then the final name that I'm going to give somebody tonight is Lazy Fuck.
I know that's right. And that's that horse dude with the big dick, and he laying next to me. What the fuck?
not necessarily the horse dude or the married guy with the small penis, with the big belly that's hard from drinking beer, and he's sweating on top of you, laying on top of your diaphragm, breathing hard.
You like that, baby? You like that? You feel that?
No, I don't. He's sweating on me. It's up in my eyes. Stop. Damn, I could have paid my own cell phone bill.
You like that? You feel it, baby? If you don't get off of me.
Yes, yeah, so there's all types
of... We got a call.
Okay.
972-8793. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Cat B. I'm calling from McKinney.
Hello.
McKinney, I'm sorry.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Do you have an alter ego?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Tell us about your alter ego. What's the name?
Cat Boss Elena.
She got two in one.
Yes, I do.
Okay. How did you come up with your name?
Because my first name is Katrina, and I just shortened down the cat part. Also, Boss Elena is because I am kind of demanding, both in and out of the bedroom. And I'm a little bossy, so that's just who I am. That's my personality. It has something to do with being boss of this and boss of that. That's just who I am. That's naturally my personality. So that's why I
think that fits, though. See, that fits, though. But how many times have you seen a girl, I'm the boss, the boss? Like, you don't even have a job.
Right.
It's not because you're bossy, like... So you got some girls to hang out with you that you boss around and
No, I don't. I'm not like a bully person, not like that. But I do understand how some women walking around here saying, I'm the boss of this and the boss of that. And like you said,
right, you know what I'm talking about. You're like, what? They taking pictures with dollars in the picture. You're like, well, can I borrow a dollar? Nah, Ma, you should, you know, you posted pictures of money. So I just...
Assumed, right.
Well, says bossy and demanding are two different things.
And that's true.
So, do your friends and family know about your?
No, they don't. I keep that totally separate. On my personal page, on Katrina's page, is strictly family, friends, and, of course, on my church people. I keep that totally separate from Boss Elena's page.
Oh. And that's smart. So many people let them listen together. I'm like, wait a minute. Number one, you don't know who you're going to come in contact with. They might post something on your front page. I don't think it's fair for my coworkers And even me, I'm very out, but there's still people I'm like, yo, out of respect, I'm not going to put that in their face.
Right.
So what
right.
I do on this side is in the Trinity. What I do on Anita is under Anita.
That's right. I don't want people repeating stuff to family. So, you know, I had an issue like that a while back. And just recently here, too, I added somebody to Boss Elena's page, and that person went back and started adding family to this, you know, to my page. So I had to shut that. I had to block them. And they're like, well, I heard you had a Facebook page. I said, who told you that? So, you know, I'm trying to make sure that, you know, they don't know anything about that. So.
Interesting. Well,
I think that's
so
really important, especially for, like, mothers and stuff. I tell people, keep that stuff separate. Keep it separate. I can do that because
I
don't have kids. It's just me. But for other people, keep it separate.
Right. That I can understand.
Your little girl.
And I think that's
mommy.
Why I do what I do, too, because somebody, but, you know, like, I think that's why I do it, too. But my family, no. My aunts and my brother and everybody, like, they found my website, and I had pictures up there, and I was exposed.
My family knows, but I still don't.
Right, I'm not going to throw it in their face.
No, they know,
situation.
But I'm okay with that. But for a lot of people, I told them, yo, keep that to yourself, you know. I mean, because I had somebody go onto my regular page and try to friend, like, my little nieces. And at that point, I was like, you went way too far. You know, like, no, imagine your mother getting invited to a party. Because because people are so hungry, they go through your list and friend people just assuming, oh, they doing it too. And that's not cool. Like, no, this is what I do, not what my cousins or family or friends do. This is my choice.
Right. But that is a question. What if your family member was at a party getting it on? Like, what do you do? Do you walk out?
If,
do you
if
cover
they
your face?
If they're getting it on, I mean, they want to be there anyway. I mean, at that point, I'll probably leave. I have no interest in, even with people that I get close to, like my close friends, it changes. You know, like, I don't want to see that part. Like, no. Or maybe I'll just go to another room.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you so much, Miss Bosselina, for
thank
calling
you,
and sharing
yes,
your alter ego. I really do appreciate it. We got another call from the 347. New York is in the building, 0459. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Crush, you know we're not going to do this, right?
Come on, Mr. Anonymous.
I'm not can't be anonymous because you know who it is.
I know who it is, but the world doesn't know who it is.
I don't know who you are.
See?
Oh, you know who I am?
No, she don't.
I don't.
I have
okay.
a whole different crowd on this show. This is a brand new show about a brand new stuff, so it's a whole different crowd.
Yeah.
They don't know who you are.
I'm well aware, well and good. We can keep it like that, but listen.
Well, Mandy Casey says she don't know who you are either. It's like the Tickle the Color Purple. I don't know him either.
Okay. Well, you know, that's all right, too. A little anonymity is all right.
Okay, okay.
But we like your voice.
Thank you very much. I like your show. So how's that? We even.
Almost.
Yeah, not even.
Almost.
Yeah, I like
send
the show.
Send us a picture, then we even.
Crush, don't even start.
Thank you for reading my mind, Crush. Shout out to Crush.
Crushy, we're going to shut this down early. Don't even start.
But
why
can you tell us an alter ego name? Give us an alter ego name we can call you by your
listen,
name.
Captain Hansel.
Okay, Captain. Well. Okay. Come save somebody.
Crush, you agree with that?
I agree. I don't,
all right,
I don't
then. Thank
me.
You. But listen. Listen,
yeah.
I didn't necessarily call to chime in on the topic.
Uh-huh.
I call because all my media endeavors, Crush supports. So I wanted to call in to just let y'all know I'm listening, and I'm rocking with y'all 100%.
Thank you so much. Really do appreciate that, Captain.
Thank you, Crushy. Any time for you. Almost with an asterisk next to it because, you know, you get a little carried away sometimes. I can't necessarily rock with you all the time, but, you know.
I'm going to keep it PG-13. I'm not even going to go there. You know I was going to go there, but I'm not going to go there since we nipped it in the bud
earlier. I mean, listen, you can go there. I wouldn't expect nothing less from you. But, you know what I'm saying? At a time when, you know, everybody wants to get at everybody and show all types of hate. You know what I'm saying? I just got
right.
to call in and just show my love and my support and tell y'all, you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with y'all. I like what y'all got going here.
Thank you so much. Oh, by the way, they say you sound cocky with Captain Handsome.
We wouldn't know why we PG-13.
No, we don't have to be PG-13. She just chose PG-13.
Mello, I was just talking about me personally being PG-13, people. Jeez, not the show, just me. Yes, I just backed down
crush.
Casual. Ah, how y'all going to give me the wow? Yeah, I backed down. That's all that was. I can't mess with Captain Handsome. Captain Handsome have a very extensive dictionary, so I can't even go in it with him. I sound dumb.
Listen, I'm tired. I'm not even digging in the dictionary at this moment. But at the same time, I like the show. I was checking through. I don't necessarily know if I got an alter ego per se. That's why I couldn't. I don't know that I'm the greatest person to chime in on it. I can get it in regardless.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know.
You got an alter ego. I just haven't experienced it yet. But I think you have one.
I'm not gonna disagree. But I mean, I don't necessarily see it as an alter ego. I mean, you know, I'm across the board. Like, it don't have to be my alter ego to want to hear you call me daddy. I want to hear that on a regular. So, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I want to hear that on the reg. But, you know, I know you don't get what you don't give, so I'm putting in work to hear that on a regular basis.
Ooh, they told me, Kid Crush, move over, Trini, help her out.
I'm not going to go
there.
They're
going in on me in this chat room, man. I'm going to behave.
So you said regular work. What kind of work? Can you give us a work description?
Can I give you a work description?
Yeah, you said you put in work every day. Can you give us a short work description?
My work description is nothing but satisfy customers. That's my description. Smiling face is my description.
What'd you say?
Smiley face.
Smiley face is your description.
Yes. Like, you see that face Crutch got right now?
That.
That's, you know what I'm saying? That's.
I smile all the time, so don't try to take my persona
I figured I'd slide that in there anyway.
This is my persona. I do this all the time. I'm always smiling.
Well, how do you make them smile?
Don't you smile when you smile?
I'm assuming
smile.
Some type
it's
of
blush.
Customer satisfaction.
It's a blush.
I mean,
he makes them blush.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Don't you smile when you satisfy?
I not go to sleep.
Listen, like this. When you lay in there, right, when you reveling in the destruction, right, it's over.
Whoa, destruction?
Yeah. When you lay in there reveling, your hair will never be the same. You're sweaty in places you don't normally get sweaty at.
Sweat it out.
After you take a few deep breaths, maybe you a thumb sucker, so maybe you suck your thumb after that. After that good moment, maybe you suck in my thumb after that moment is over. Whatever the case may be. When you come down from Krypton and you back on normal, don't you smile?
If I was with a Superman, yes.
Don't you smile? it's a yes or no question. See, correct, the people got me awake now, so now it's on.
I see. I'm not even going to do it. You see, I shut up.
We thumb sucking, we smiling, we taking deep breaths. We went to Kryptonite, we even took me out of space.
That's right.
And I'm going to say you play too much, and then I'm going to sleep.
Once we come back from that Stevie Wonder rocket love, once we back on the ground, you know what I'm saying? You got your toothbrush in your mouth and you brushing. You know what I'm saying? You in some other place, you ain't even got toothpaste on the toothbrush. You just brushing for no good reason. Don't understand how you got there. Don't you smile?
When you get up and you almost fall because your knees are weak.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta laugh at that. Like, ooh, no.
Mm-hmm. When you're doing black people calculation in your mind, you know what that is? That's when you lay there in the bed and you go, all right, I can't get up. So if I lay here now, I just got to get up 4 minutes earlier in the morning to do what I normally do now because I can't get myself together for work in the morning. This nigga done did it. He done put it in. My back ain't right. That leg don't want to comply with my requests. and you just lay there. That's reveling in the destruction. So when you revel in the destruction, right, don't you smile at some point? I'll answer for you. The answer is yes, you do. So that's all. I just specialize in smiles. If we're going to go there, I guarantee you, you're going to smile. That's just me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's not my alter ego. That's just me all the time. Like,
yeah. Right. That's just you all the time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Crush. Crush. Stop it.
Well, thank you, Captain Handsome.
Captain.
Maybe one day I can get a ticket to Kryptonite.
Ooh. Don't say that, because he's going to be in your area real soon.
Crush.
He might take you up on that.
Stop
he's
that.
A traveling man.
When you go in, Anita Banks says, yes, I do want a ticket to Kryptonite.
Okay, so where you calling from?
I'm in Dallas.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear that. Mm-hmm. I hear that.
I ain't trying to do a business in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing business in Houston, but I got a change over in Dallas. Listen, I don't got 125,000 frequent flyer miles for nothing. Like, please set a ferry. Crutch, you know how I crutch?
Mm-hmm.
People, I subscribe to the old school Star Trek philosophy. I boldly go where no man has gone before.
All
right.
Wow.
All right,
Casual, call on up. Casual said he call up. Captain Handsome, once again, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Baby, you know how we do. Almost anytime. Yeah, almost. We talk about you, Crutch. I got to protect myself.
What are you talking about? I don't get it. Like, I'm the most innocent person I know. What are you talking about?
Of course, you're about as innocent as a serial killer.
She Dexter in this motherfucker.
They make Criminal Mind episodes about you, Crush. So stop that.
Not at all.
I'm just saying.
Not at all. I'm so PG-13. I really am.
I've been PG-13 since you was 13.
Well, let's think. No, I wasn't PG-13 then either. I did keep my socks on. Do that count?
No.
No.
I didn't even want to get into what I heard when I called on your phone and you didn't know you had.
Right? It was dark. I didn't see the buttons. They all look alike in the dark.
Let me do a repeat of what I heard. Crush. Baby, I'm not doing anything to you that I haven't done before. You don't trust me?
Wow.
Yeah. I trust you, baby. Okay, so why are you kissing, baby? I was like, ooh.
On that note, folks, y'all listen to my radio show. 805-830-8320 is the number to call, and we're going on a break.
Now she wants to go on a break.
Okay. All right. Y'all need to stop. Stop.
I ain't even messing with y'all.
Yeah,
let's take this break.
Right. Look, I can't even find the buttons. Never mind.
Love y'all, Crush.
All right, bye, babe.
You are welcome.
Bye.
Okay. All right, so listen, Trizzy, you play too much.
What?
You play too much. Casual, call up. I thought you was calling up. Anyway, are we getting into our daily quickie? Can I play the intro?
Oh, yes.
Can I?
You know, we've been talking about alter egos and stuff, but me and Crush, we did the show, about a month ago?
About 2 months ago. We did this in August.
Yeah, about 2 months ago. And our alter egos came up with our fantasy party, so we decided we were going to take you guys back, and Crush, I'll let you introduce everything because I'm excited.
Okay, so before I do that, let me just...
Hello, it's time for our daily quickie.
we got that out the way. This right here is Miss Trinity Blake's Fantasy Party. Now, let me warn y'all.
It's my alter ego, okay, so y'all.
Everything that you're about to hear has come from the mind of Miss Trinity Blake. So get
your
questions.
Wait, can I say one thing before you play it?
Huh?
Now, before she plays my fantasy party, I have to explain the unicorn, okay? A unicorn is a bisexual female that plays with couples. I just want to give y'all this disclaimer, so keep it open mind. This is in my head, my fantasy, so y'all just have to listen and pay attention. Okay, Chris, because I don't think I'm crazy.
My fantasy party involves me and a sexy couple amongst other couples in their precious unicorns. We're on an island with a full-service staff. You can hear the water rush up on the shore and the wind blowing in the trees. Wait, I don't think I want an island scene. Back up, wait. My fantasy party involves me and a sexy couple with other couples in their precious unicorns in a rainforest buried deep in the jungle. We had to be airlifted to get to this location and dropped in by helicopter for a private night of passion. There are other unicorns there, and their makers as well, each individual looking sexy as possible. It's myself, two other unicorns, and their makers. Not makers like True Blood, but makers meaning a husband and wife with their bisexual partner. We spend our evening dancing around the fire as the local tribes play their drums in a passionate beat, celebrating the young, beautiful, vibrant, hot, fully mature bodies. I'm wearing nothing but a string of bananas as they bounce against my beautiful, very flat, tan stomach and fully perky double D breasts. My nipples are hard. I think to myself, I wonder if we all end up playing for the night in. I mean, they could definitely all get it. They'll be even going to get closer and closer to me as we put on a sexy seduction dance for the couple. You can see the thirst in his eyes and the lust building up within the between the thighs of the women, and they impatiently shift anxiously, wanting our dance of seduction to end so they can have us with their husbands. Instead, me and the other unicorns, we are a perfect team. We brought each lady up one by one and danced in a circle around them, letting our nipples brush against their warm skin. Each unicorn kiss would make his wife feel the bond. The agreement that tonight, we will be sharing their beds. As our bodies glistened and sweat was pouring all over our skin, you could see the bulges in the pants of each man. One of the men started to stroke his ego, and his head was filled with warm blood from the rush of sensation. But we weren't done seducing them, not just yet. We wanted to make sure this night was perfect. Each unicorn removed their clothing. I was only wearing bananas, so I removed each banana one at a time. The monkeys ran to snatch them up before they even hit the ground. Well, once we were all naked, we showered ourselves in milk and honey and used our butts and breasts to massage each other until our skin was soaked and sticky. At this point, we allowed our makers to take us. We ran a line ahead from the platform as we started to play, as the curtain was removed and we could view each other's playing scene. It was like synchronized sets. At one point, I was riding his face, and she was riding his dick, and we were passionately kissing. The next morning, we were waking up, given a bath by a group of little midget models, and lifted back up to the city only 30 minutes away, never knowing their names, never to see them again. And that is my fantasy party.
Best fantasy ever.
I I can't even. I'm lost for words every time I hear this fantasy. I get lost for words. Yes, she said midget models. Yes, she said dance with seduction. Yes, there was a lot of monkeys in this fantasy.
An elephant.
And Tarzan. You know what's missing? The lion. We never got
we
that tiger.
It,
the lion. Huh?
We couldn't find it.
Right, we never got the right lion roar in there. We had drums, folks. I spent hours on this fantasy.
Hand belly.
My flat tanned belly. Yes. 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 I don't know, folks. Call us up 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Talk to us. We got a call. I believe this is Kaz from the 817-5419. Kaz, is this you? Casual?
This is Casual. What's going on, ladies?
Hey, welcome to the show, Casual. Where are you calling from?
I'm in the DFW area. I'm in Euless, Ashland.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have to meet.
We can meet when that, but I keep telling you that.
Mm-hmm. I saw the picture with that nice, pretty, because they was whipping out Wednesday in the group, and you posted a picture, and your dick was all shiny, and your carpet was all clean. You had them new socks. That shit was hot.
The carpet was all clean. Wow.
I look at stuff like that. You know, people take pictures, and they don't crop the background. You're like, you got a dirty-ass trash can in the back. Like, your
flow
is dirty. You need to crop that.
So,
did you like my fantasy casual? I'm sorry, Crush.
Okay.
Repeat that. I didn't hear what you said.
Did you hear the fantasy?
Yeah, I heard the fantasy. The monkey and everything. You get rid of those monkeys, I'll join that fantasy with the midgets. Yeah, that's what's up.
So you do the midgets and not the monkeys.
Okay, yeah, I got a mad fantasy for midgets.
Oh.
How tall are you?
I'm a short guy. I'm 5'7". Oh, I forgot to put that name,
didn't I? Look, you're a midget, too.
I know.
You got to be, like, what, 4'11" to be a midget, Allure?
All right,
Crush,
Casual.
No,
you were talking a lot of smack in the chat, and now you quiet, huh?
You just got shut down a few minutes ago. Don't talk trash.
I got shut down?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Me?
You were
kinda... Got shut down? I didn't get shut down.
I think
I just
you
chose
Cap,
not to
Cap
go
Cap
that
Hampton.
Route. Look, I just
You're
chose not
Cap
to go that
Hampton.
Route. We only have 2 hours. I was behaving. That's not being shut down. Oh.
Well, I'm going to behave tonight, too, since it's my first night up here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna get pumped down or nothing. I'm gonna just behave and
right. Exactly. Fitness. See, we just behaving. That's all.
No, you went PG-13. That's a difference.
Right. I did go PG-13, but I've been PG-13 all show. So.
Me too.
Actually, you know.
Kinda. Almost.
I have been. You the one who brought up the other night.
What? What did I bring up? I'm sorry.
The other night, you brought that up.
Hey, no. You set that up. I think all I know is I called your phone to talk to my friend, and all I heard was,
I ain't doing that. I ain't never done to you before, baby.
Oh, I trust you, baby. You trust me? Yeah, baby, I trust you. All right, so stop acting like that. Okay, baby. I was like, huh?
Trinity, you had a request on the chat for a masturbation show.
Oh, we don't have enough time for that, but
oh,
we can
also
do a conference call.
Well, we got ladies.
Yeah, they want me to masturbate on the show. We only have so many minutes.
We got ladies' nights coming up. Look. I'm just
right. Saying. We might do, you know, meeting in ladies' room on ladies' night.
Since she threw me under the bus, I'm just saying. All those that want to hear that show, press 1.
The Trinity Masturbation Show.
Yeah. Sure. Look, casual
Maybe Casual can come over and he can watch.
Look, even Mello said one. Yeah, shout out to Mello. Ah, the whole room saying one.
I'm about to log off and grab my keys.
Mm.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and do that. But can you bring some honey, some whiskey, and a peppermint?
I know that's right.
I have a bit of a cold.
Just fucked up the whole thing.
But my pussy will be extra hot if I get a fever.
I was thinking something totally different with those eyes. I'm so sorry.
Partner and tricks in hand. So drink, mingle, and enjoy. Thank you. Okay, are the suites ready? Great, great, great. Are the room staffs ready? Awesome, awesome. Are the video cameras ready? Yes. Oh, shit. It's time.
Look, I feel bad now. Like, you have a fancy party, everybody got on their clothes and having a good time and going to the suites. But no, not me. I got the ass in the jungle and no mosquito repellent or anything.
Not even running water.
Not even running water. Everybody just out there naked in the heat, sweaty, with monkeys and an elephant in the rainforest. And how the elephant got in the rainforest, we don't know.
And we're going to be the ones come back with some unknown disease.
I'd be like, you okay? I'm sick, and I don't know why. I'm just sick. Crush would get on and talk about her fantasy, but her phone died.
Oh, wow.
That's what she claims.
I was thinking about her fantasy, and it makes me think about a high skyline hotel with a city view, with the elegant music in the backgrounds, and everybody's dressed, you know, very nice and seductive, but yet still classy.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed the music because, you know, you could take me to the Shack or to the Palace, and if the right people are there, it's going down.
Almost definitely.
It's going down. With the right people, you could pretty much do it anywhere. I mean, I can even do it at Lido's. One day I'm going to have me a party at Lido's. What?
Casual said his fantasy takes place in
Euless. Right. I mean, how are you going to make me drive to Euless and I have a cold?
He thinks you're still in Euless.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I'm not in Euless. I'm in Dallas now. Her fantasy is on a deck with a light spring rain. That's so sweet.
Hot.
Yeah, a light little mist.
He's
on a T-shirt,
that
a
nipple
car. That's
one of my
fantasies.
Yes.
Daylight or dark time?
You know, it's like, you know how like when it's lightning and when the lightning goes across the sky, it's that light blue, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Now, what position
time.
Are you in? Are you on top or he's on top?
Oh, everything. Just up against the tree, just all of it, you know.
I've had sets in the rain on the beach.
Really?
But unfortunately, the wind picked up and the sand would beat the shit out of you. Do you hear me?
Ooh.
Is that crushed?
I'm back.
Y'all cursed my computer. I cursed everything. I just I got kicked off of my own show.
Aw, I held it down. I didn't see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Yes,
hey, Angela.
Winston Hotel.
Hey, Angela.
Mello, you got the gist of it. That's exactly what I was thinking. You know, everybody's dressed to impress and, you know, we're going to have fun. We're going to go to the rooms and
mm-hmm.
wild out. You know, there's raffles, VIP, cameras. Like, it got very extensive after that midnight
You can tell by the music. Because mm-hmm. they weren't playing Drop It Like It's Hot. I was like, oh, this is a nice party. this is a nice party. Like, okay.
This was the Lifestyle Lounge. Upgraded 10,000.
That's what that is. Right. I was like, well,
right.
The Lifestyle Lounge is in out of limits.
Right. We had the Lifestyle Lounge, the idea of the Lifestyle Lounge, but with a live band and not a DJ. Shout out to DJ Smooth, though. I heard he be doing his thing.
Girl, he be bringing it back. But I want to give a shout out to everybody that's on the Swing City supporting Phone Fantasy Radio show, Swing State of Mind, Brandon Reed, Chase, Casual, Kismet,
mellow and true. And Brandon, Angela was on, but she got off. So, but I just want to say thank you guys for tuning in. And I'm going to let you go ahead, Crush, because I'm about to take some medicine.
She's going down.
Oh, it's, we're just all off right now. Sorry, folks. I'm just all over the place right
but
now.
But it's good.
Trying
it's cool, though. It's cool.
I'm trying to get my bearings. Let me get back to the swing of things. Let me get back into a swing of state of mind, so to speak. 805-830-8320. Call in to throw in your last-minute thoughts. Casual, why you hung up doing my fantasy? That wasn't nice.
He's actually on another call.
Oh. All I know is I see him disappear.
Yeah, he's on another call. He keeps threatening to come show me a good time. I keep telling him I'm sick. So he's not going to get what he sees in the pictures because I'm really sick. So,
you know, I remember one time when Trinity got sick and somebody coaxed her into driving all the way across town to take care of her. And this was the cutest story she told me. She was like medieval sick. They bathed her from head to toe, had the bath water and everything run, and then had made her some soup and fed it to her and everything and put her to bed. I was like, how sweet.
Yeah, that was sweet. He was nice. And he still got some pussy.
Okay.
I didn't have a choice.
Well, we always have a choice now. Hold on.
We always have a choice, but I couldn't help it. I was sick and still wanted to do it. I was like, wait a minute, hold on. My mom might be sick, but my body is saying, you about to give me some dick. So he got some simmering hot pussy that night.
Oh, no. Feverish. That feverish.
Feverish.
Oh, my goodness, folks. We had an awesome time tonight on Swing and State of Mind. I think I give this a 2 thumbs up, but I still think last week was our best show.
I know, but if you guys had a good time tonight, if you're in the chat room, press 1 if you had a good time.
Shout out to Mr. Magnificent Mind from the creative Alter Ego Swing Group on Facebook. Look for that Alter Ego social network coming soon. To the things. He got big things are popping. Sorry to disappoint y'all that he is just a normal, regular guy.
But magnificent.
But he made it. He had a good time. We do appreciate him showing us some love and support. At this time of the show, I turn it over to Trinity so she can give us her final thoughts.
Let's see, my final thoughts. First of all, shout out to my girl Mello. We is kind, we is good, and we is important.
He is important.
I want to thank everybody for getting on the Swing City and supporting. We are adding in some new chat time, so you can get on at any time and do your chat. We want to thank Magnificent for joining, and every Saturday you can catch me at the Lifestyle Lounge, where we're definitely bringing sexy back. It's that old school mix, new school mix, the lights are dim, people are mingling, talking to each other, meeting each other, and it gets pretty, pretty hot in there. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in, especially True. Every time True calls, it definitely lights up the show, and I'm excited about him being on in the juice box next week because we're going to be getting really, really, really juicy. You can find me on Facebook under Trinity Blake. You can call my phone. Everybody has my numbers. Just say 208-9717. Outside of the other numbers we give you, we do have the voicemail box that you can call and give a shout out. But catch me at the Lifestyle Lounge on Saturdays. Catch me on the Swing City during chat time. Catch me on Facebook, my About Me, anytime you want. So that's my shout out. I'm going to keep it short and sweet.
Okay. All right. That's the phone. Okay, my final thoughts are this. Thank you to everyone that called in today. Thank you to Casual first-time caller. Thank you to Miss Mello. Thank you to the boss. What was her name? Bosselina. There we go. And all the alter egos that we came across today. Really do appreciate y'all showing us the support. Captain Handsome. I'm going to have to get at him afterwards.
I may try to call your phone.
Yeah, you're going to call my phone. I can get after him afterwards. But the Honey Suite comes on Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central. Join me. That's when we talk about any and everything.
Oh, and our next week's show is going to be It's Ladies Night.
next week's show on the Honey Suite is not going to be Ladies Night, is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
It is?
It's Ladies Night because it's my birthday.
That whole week is Ladies Night?
Yep.
All right.
And I need everybody to send in a naked picture for next week's show.
Oh. Why?
Well, I don't know if that's just because. But we're having a foot fetish contest next week in honor, and Juice Box is going to be a judge. So, ladies, get out your killer shoes. Your stilettos,
mm-hmm.
Take a picture.
Get your pedicure.
Post it on Swing City. We got True Identity that's going to come on. He's going to be the judge. And Crush has some special things for you if you win.
Well, actually, what we was going to do is we was going to announce this during next week's show. We'll give you all the information that you will need to qualify to post your pictures and things like that. So stay tuned. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/SSOM Radio Show. Next week is Ladies Night. The week after that, we do have featured group Juice Box with Creator True as our special guest co-host. And he tuned in yesterday. Y'all need to go check out the archives when y'all have finished or when y'all have the chance, because he lit it up. But sorry, I had a lot of technical problems last night. But, you know, other than that, he really lit it up. So shout out to True. He's a real good character. what else we got going on? That's about it. Next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, folks, because a lot of y'all from the Central area code, time zone, I got to tell y'all, 8 o'clock, because y'all get confused. I don't know why. But.
Everybody except Mello. She's like, I'm on Eastern time. Like, You're right. And hopefully next week we'll have, you guys know I've been spending a lot of time in the studio, hopefully next week we'll have the Trinity Bounce ready and we can debut that song I've been working on. I will give y'all a sample, but I don't think we have it loaded right now.
The Trinity Bounce?
Well, the Trinity, and, you know, you need Trinity.
I can get that if you want me to.
You do? So you want to play it? We got a couple of minutes.
Yep, we got a couple of minutes. Give me a minute, folks. I'll get that up. What else I got? Oh, y'all can go to my website, phonefantasyradio.com, and find out more about everything that we have to offer as far as Phone Fantasy Radio. We got big plans coming for the new year. We've had a very excellent first start for Swing State of Mind Radio. So shout out to everybody that checked us out and showed us so much support and love. We've had a very, very good turnout the last couple of months, and the holidays are coming. Also, I want to remind everybody, we in the most awesome part of the year, the sign of the Scorpio. Birthdays are coming. Both of your hostess are Scorpios.
Scorpio.
Yes, both your hostess are Scorpios. This is about to be on and popping. We're going to have, go ahead.
I'm excited because I'm a Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio, too.
Oh, you know, I forgot to say, this Saturday at the Lifestyle Lounge, the theme is Fantasia, so you can wear whatever you want to wear. Just go to the store,
buy you some things, but please don't buy anybody. We had an accident last Saturday, so no, nobody.
Wait, what happened?
We had an accident at the club. Somebody bit somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, they drew blood.
Was it you, Trent?
It wasn't me, thank goodness.
Mm-mm.
Thank goodness, it wasn't me. It was a complete accident, but they drew blood, and the young lady was really upset. And we were all drinking. I got everybody drunk on the Everclear, and one thing led to another. The young lady kind of stepped into a hornet's den, and people were beating on her, and apparently somebody bit down on her. She was like, ow, she has bruises on her thighs. They actually drew blood, you know, from her kitty cat.
From a kitty cat? Oh, hell.
Yeah, her kitty cat was
bleeding. That part would have been shut down. Somebody would have been floored. It would have been around. Not on my kitty cat. I could have seen a thigh or a leg, but the kitty cat?
Wow.
That girl.
So we have a couple minutes. Did you, were you able to find the intro, Crush?
I was finding the intro. Let's see if we can play it. Nope, I can't play it.
Well, I've been about that for the longest.
Y'all been patiently waiting to hear it.
I mean, I can play it, but it's going to take a minute for it to load and all that other stuff. So, you know, I don't know if y'all want to sit and wait and let us just ran our mouths until after the show. But we can get it on here for you if you want. Do you want
yeah,
to do
go
that?
Ahead and
do
put it on.
Wait? Do you want to wait until next week to debut it?
But
so
this is just the intro of it.
Okay, right.
Shout out to the shutdown.
I'm okay with playing the intro.
Huh? Say that again?
If you can find it, that's cool. You can play it. Because, you know, we always get a couple minutes after the show anyway.
I have it, but I have to load it. And, oh, that's why it's not playing. I knew that.
You got it, Crush.
I think so. Hold on. Let me see if I got it, folks. I think I got it. It's cute. I liked it.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want? Oh, I got what you need. You need Trinity. Tell me what you want. You like that, baby? Is that what you want? Come on, baby. Oh, I got what you need. Oh, baby. You need Trinity.
Trinity.
That's just the intro. Don't worry, we will definitely add it to the list once we get it full-fledged. We got to debut it here once they debut it at the Lifestyle Club. You're going to make a YouTube too, right?
What, Mello?
She's going to make a dance. I need to see that dance you got for
right,
us.
That's
going
to
be a dance
to YouTube too, right? We're going to have a new line dance coming out of Texas. No more wobble.
That
I don't
way
know if
it's
going to
a wobble, but it's going to be hot.
That way I'll have it down by the time I get there.
Right. We're going to have to do a YouTube video so everybody can learn the steps to it.
Nice. Put it up on the Swing City.
Right.
Well,
hello, Miss Chi-Town, with the sexy self.
You know who will do the dance? You can get Doctor. Doctor will do the dance for you.
Hmm.
You know Doctor can dance.
Hmm. I know he can. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Say what?
Yeah, what was that?
We do have, I want to make sure we say hello to Miss Eye Candy, Chase. She is online tonight, and she is coming out with her calendar soon. So big shout out to Chase, Miss Eye Candy. She's chilling in the Swing City tonight.
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna give me some accounts. It's not gonna be called Eye Candy. It's called Eye Supper.
So yeah, we got the shoe contest Ladies with the Pretty Feet juice box will be, and I think we're going to get them a nice little gift certificate so they could buy them a pair of heels.
Okay.
That's my idea, folks. This is just an idea. Like I said, we'll have the official details for y'all next week, Wednesday.
Ooh,
when we start the contest. So you have a whole week to get your shoes together and all that. What you say, Mello?
I got some cute new black shoes here, too.
Hey, I got some cute new black shoes there, too.
I'm just going to give y'all a tip, ladies. Make sure your foot, I mean your toes, are not hanging off of the edge. Make sure you're not, because I'm telling you now, we will put you in the Hall of Shame. I will make a page specifically for phonefaceradio.com.
Right.
People come there, it'll be the Hall of Shame. So y'all make sure y'all submit some good-looking feet, because if it's not, I will put you in the Hall of Shame with your name and your toes. So make sure your shoes fit. Here I am talking. I don't even wear heels, but I'm just saying.
You know, we have to, before we get off air, we have to give another shout-out to all the people that are on the phone lines that are not in the chat room. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. We see you. We can see you actually call in. So, hey, we see you. If you want to speak live, say hello, press 1. And, Crash, I forgot the number that we can give people if they wanted to call in and do shout-outs to birthdays so we can play them live on air.
Oh, right. We have a brand-new hot box, folks. And the hot box is where you can leave a nice personal shout out, or you can leave your orgy time question, or if you want to tell us your swinger fantasy, you can leave them at 805-214-8320. Basically, it's like our number without the 204 as a 3. Yeah. So it's 805-214-8320. Please, no noisy backgrounds. Do not leave your personal information. And make sure to say that you are calling for Swinger State of Mind radio show. That's
I'm
going to
call you a message tonight.
Huh?
I'm going to call you a message tonight.
You gonna call me a message? I'm gonna call him.
I'm gonna call you a message.
I'm gonna call him moan for tomorrow for next week's show. I'm gonna just moan.
And if you need any motivation for your fantasies, then you look on the Swing City. Click at the bottom. We have a link on there for sex toys, all under $3. What was that? Again, if you need a toy to help you call in and get naughty on your fantasy, look down the bottom of the Swing Titties. We have Swing Titties. Swing City. You can get sex toys as low as $2.95 at AdamEve.com. Go ahead and click on the link, and you can also go there to buy me a birthday present. Because we do appreciate it. Crush and I both have birthdays coming up in November. So if you buy it now, we might actually have it before our birthdays come. And we'll definitely, if you send us a present, we will definitely take a picture and give you a shout out and let everybody see what it is that you sent to us. I take vibrations, lubes, and condoms.
And we also have a new sexy swinger of the week coming up this week, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for Swing City.
And we have a couple of new groups on the Swing City as well. Yeah,
awesome.
I do want, Mello, I want some sex bees really bad.
Wait a minute. Was that, Crush, were you doing a practice mode?
I was practicing. I don't know. I got a frog in my throat. I don't know.
A frog? You choose a frog? I'm just saying.
All right, folks, on that note, I think it's time for us to say goodbye, and we're going to leave with a song. This song is dedicated to all the lovers out there.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Ooh.